Bear in mind the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 إلا محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. الله 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 الله
Sharif. May Allah Ta'ala send the sawab to all the marhumeen. May Allah Ta'ala cure all those who are sick and ailing. May Allah Ta'ala remove the difficult conditions of the ummah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah bless us with aman and aman in our country. Halat, different halat takes place different times. All conditions come from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. For you and I, we have heard from our mashayikh repeatedly that we have to change our conditions. We have to change our lives. We have to make our ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correct. If we make our ta'alluq with Allah strong, if we rectify our contact and ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala makes our ta'alluq with the makhluk excellent. Allah makes our ta'alluq with his makhluk good. But if our ta'alluq with Allah is weak, then definitely we're going to face various type of conditions. So in times of masaib, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seriously, intently, beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore we have gathered here. We have gathered here to make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Istighfar. In times of masaib and difficulties, ulama have prescribed various type of wazaif, Yasin Sharif, and so many other prescriptions have been mentioned. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah," is extremely effective in times of difficulties. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It has happened many times where there was mayhem and there was anarchy and there was chaos in different parts of the world. And ulama and mashayikh and muzghani deen had told the people to recite La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah in abundance. And very quickly Allah Ta'ala changed the conditions. Istighfar comes in the hadith, man lazim al istighfar, ja'ala Allahu lahu min kulli dhiqin makhraja wa min kulli hammin faraja wa yarzuqhu min haythu la yahtasib. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam, that person who clings onto istighfar, he adheres to istighfar, astaghfirullah, 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 Allah Ta'ala removes him from all difficulties. Allah makes an opening for him. Allah removes and relieves him of any type of pain and distress. And Allah sustains him from unseen sources. So my respected brothers and elders and our mothers at home, these halat that come upon us is because of our own doings. We cannot point fingers at others. We ourselves have made so much of zulam to so many people. When it suits us, then we use people for our dunya. For our dunya we use people and we exploit them. Allah forgive us for making zulam ourselves. Allah Ta'ala has given us such a beautiful deen. Let us ask ourselves, how long we are in this country? We are born here, our parents are born here, grandparents. How much of this deen have we shared and spread to the local people of this country? Have we shared our deen to those foreigners who came into this country? Did we show them akhlaq? Did we spread our deen? Did we make da'wah to the people? Did we worry about the iman? Did we worry about the deen? Only when halat comes upon us, now when we are afraid of our own selves, now we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mashayikh have told us time and again that do this work of da'wah and tabligh, not only for ourselves, but people who are coming. Then we spread the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah brings, Allah changes the conditions. Inshallah, this coming, the next weekend will be the ijtima in Stanger. It is the KZN ijtima, not only for our own province, but for the whole world. Alhamdulillah, many, many jamaats are striving the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last week, alhamdulillah, we were in Stanger. This weekend, jamaats from Johannesburg are coming to many of our masajid. Our masjid also, jamaat will be coming. A month ago, we went to Johannesburg also in jamaat. So there's a lot of effort that is taking place. We all are weak. We make feeble efforts, weak efforts. But it is time now we should stop criticizing people. We should make islah of ourselves, genuine islah. Purify and cleanse our hearts. Our whole lives, we only condemn ulama, scholars. We condemn people who are doing effort of deen. We make ghibat. We fight amongst ourselves. Our own homes are on fire. People, brothers, real brothers are fighting over inheritance, over money, dunya. Sisters are fighting. There's mudslinging. There's only... So what do we expect then? Our ulama who are here, Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah gave his whole life. Same thing. Hukukullah, hukukul ibad. Hukukullah, hukukul ibad. So this is something that all of us have to now realize, ponder and reflect. I myself, all of us, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have Quran, we have hadith, we have this beautiful deen. Bring this into our lives. But our whole lives go only in ghibat, in making ta'ana upon others, slandering, bickering, laughing, jeering. And then we say, ulama must do things, ulama must sort things out. When our wedding functions are such, so lavish, Totally against Quran and Hadith. Totally against the Sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have such festivals, such functions. We don't care about Allah Ta'ala's hukam. That's the time we don't go to the Mawlana. No. We're doing so many things that is contrary to Shariat. So all of us, we require now to sincerely repent to Allah. Allah knows what conditions prevail throughout the world. But Allah is the changer of conditions. We don't lose hope. Make tawbah, istighfar, recite your surah Yasin, recite your three kulls in the morning, recite ayat al-kursi, these are all for protection. Give a lot of sadaqah. Give a lot of sadaqah. Sadaqah removes bala. It wards off bala. It is extremely effective in moving away bala and disasters. But we have to bring this deen into our lives, connect ourselves strongly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and connect the makhluk of Allah to Allah. And we have to pass on this deen to the rest of the world. But if our akhlaq is not right, and our muamalat is not right, and if we exploit people, and we cheat, and we deceive people, in our businesses, and in all our activities, then what type of Islam are we going to project? What type of Islam are we going to portray?
May Allah forgive all of us. We have to make tawbah, istighfar. The reason why we have been created, we have forgotten the object in this world. Completely we forgot. As though we are not going to leave this world. I mentioned on Monday we discussed muhasabah, muraqabah. So many janazas we carry ourselves, but we don't even realize that we also have to leave this world. And we have to give hisab kitab before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we are so cross, so engrossed and absorbed in dunya, the type of question and problems people come with. Really, we cannot understand and believe, are Muslims behaving like this? It's only filled a life of shahwat, zina, drugs, womanizing, cheating, deceiving, slandering. Only bad qualities we have now inculcated in ourselves. Allah forgive us. Allah forgive me. Allah give us the strength. How long are we going to carry on like this? What are we waiting for? Qiyamah will take place. So many signs Allah is showing us. We need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead of criticizing the whole ummah, let us point the finger to our own selves. And introspect ourselves. Have ta'aleem at home. Ulama are saying this from so many years. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, fazail amal, fazail sadaqat. Read it with our wives and children. Our youngsters who are growing. Poor, I feel sorry for them. So many are growing and the tarbiyat is not being made. Parents may be going for reading namaz, but they don't even tell the children to read namaz. The weekends, how they're spending the weekends? How do they spend the weeknights? What type of company they have? Allah Ta'ala forgive us. So therefore Allah Ta'ala, sometimes these conditions come, it's a wake up call for all of us. To turn to Allah. We are all human beings. And we are all one body. The ummah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We must assist and help those who are oppressed, those who are weak, those who are downtrodden, those who are pareshan. But we also have to now turn to Allah ourselves. And we're going to change our condition. And we have to do this very seriously. Very, very seriously. Like a person who requires an operation and there's no other way out, he gives himself, he says, okay, doctor, you can do now what you have to do. So like that, now we're going to turn to Allah. Tilawat of Quran. Get involved in Amal-e-Saliha. Dhikr, Tilawat of Quran, Tawbah, Istighfar. And over 5 times Salat. 5 times. This morning, in the program we have for ladies, Tafsir and Sirah, every Thursday, I explain the Yuqimuna Salah. We have not established Salat in our lives. Our masajid, only in Jummah it is full. The rest of the Salat, rest of the week, what happens? So what games are we playing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We have baligh males at home. We come for namaz and we don't even have the courage of bringing our baligh sons for namaz. So many times there's functions taking place. It is salah time. People are just smoking and laughing and giggling. And they don't get the himmat of performing the salat. Nikahs take place. Ladies are busy setting tables and entertaining people. And namaz is discarded. What are we thinking? What are we doing? We are an ummat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are a special ummat. Last ummat to come in this world. First ummat to get paradise. But how are we behaving? Allah forgive all of us. Our dealings must be halal. Our mu'amalat, mu'asharat must be correct. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then inshallah Allah will definitely change conditions. And Allah will protect us, not only us. Even our neighbors and every person living around us, Allah will protect every single person, inshallah. He said, Durood Sharif. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh, wa laka ash-shukr kulluh, la nuhsi thana'an alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsi. Allahumma ya awal al-awwalin, wa ya akhir al-akhirin, wa ya dhal quwwati al-matin, wa ya rahim al-masakin, wa ya arham al-rahimin. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہمارے خطاؤں کو معاف فرما يا الله forgive us my Allah يا الله forgive us my Allah يا الله you are ذو الجلال والإكرام يا الله you are حنان منان الرؤوف الرحيم my Allah يا الله forgive us my Allah we have become so engrossed in dunya my Allah We have become oblivious of Akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have forgotten your greatness, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have forgotten our object in this world, my Allah. We have forgotten that one day moth will strike us, my Allah. We have made no preparations for akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, this dunya is short-lived, my Allah. One day we will have to leave this world. Malakul moth will come, my Allah. Ya Allah, as much as we plead to him, ya Allah, we will not get one second chance to live extra in this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, how are we going to face you on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah? How are we going to give our hisab kitab to you, my Allah? Ya Allah, you are Malik, ya Allah. You are Kareem, my Allah. You have made us an ummat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you for this, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr, you have given us iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, you made us an ummat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have given us food to eat, ya Allah. You have given us clothing and shelter and protection, my Allah. You have given us masajid, madaris, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us Quran and hadith, my Allah. You have blessed us with ulama and hufaz, my Allah. So many hufaz, my Allah. Almost every single home has got a hafiz, my Allah. Ya Allah, still we are not appreciating your bounties, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not appreciating your generosity upon us, my Allah. Your kindness upon us, my Allah. Your shafqat upon us, my Allah. Your nazar-e-karam upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, ummat ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, forgive the people of this country, my Allah. Musalman ko maaf farma. Forgive us, we have not made da'wat and tabligh our work, my Allah. We have not given this deen, ya Allah, to the masses, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are only worried about our own selves, my Allah. We have become so selfish, my Allah. Ya Allah, that we are even mising with our deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not take us to task on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not take us to task on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us himmat and taqat, my Allah. Use us for the khidmat of your deen with ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Give us the fikr of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help us to make the merit of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, help us to make tazkiyah of our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Our hearts have become filled with greed and malice, my Allah. Ya Allah, filled with anger, my Allah, and pride and haughtiness and arrogance, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have the akhlaq of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are not displaying true Islam, ya Allah. Ya Allah, change our conditions, my Allah. Hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, you are Malik al-Mulk, my Allah. You are Muqallib al-Qulub, my Allah. Conditions come from you, my Allah. You can only change conditions, my Allah. Ya Allah, bring aman in aman in our country, my Allah. Ya Allah, bring aman in aman in our country, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us sanity, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us behave like animals, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us good akhlaq, my Allah. Ya Allah, make there be peace prevailing, my Allah. Make us beacons of hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us beacons of hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the ummah come into the fold of Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, strengthen the iman, my Allah. Make us live and die with iman, my Allah. Raise us on the day of Qiyamah with iman, my Allah. Ya Dhal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan. Ya Allah, bless us with afiyat. Ya Allah, bless us with afiyat. Ya Allah, give us safety and security from all types of problems, all types of tests, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us reach you through the road of shukr, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us reach you through the road of shukr, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with afiyat. Ya Allah, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are mazloom in our country, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the zulam, my Allah. Unki jaan aur maal ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, unki ya Allah, bring them to the deen of Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari masajid, madaris, makatib, ya Allah. Ya Allah, sab ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, make us back, come back onto deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us have the khawf of you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us istiqamat, my Allah. Bless us with taqwa, my Allah. Give us the akhlaq and good character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Soften our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, soften our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to help those who are needy, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham farma. Protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasirin, from the zulam of the zalimin. Allahumma fili ummati sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم تجاوز عن امه سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم انصر واحفظ امه سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد امه سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى يا الله the اجتماع that's going to take place my Allah in Istanbul my Allah يا الله protect the اجتماع يا الله grant the اجتماع بركات الرحمات my Allah make it be a great success my Allah so يا الله make many many jamaats come out in your path my Allah. Help us to attend the, to participate and attend the istima, my Allah. Ya Allah, also take us in your path, my Allah. All those who are striving in your path, wherever they may be, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept the coming out in your path, my Allah. The gush and the ta'aleem that take place, accept it, my Allah. Ya Allah, O Mashaykh and Muzughani, then making efforts in the Khanka, accept the efforts, my Allah. Ya Allah, in Madaris and Makatib, my Allah. Day and night, qal Allah, qal Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accept the efforts, my Allah. Different Islamic organizations, all those on haq, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept the efforts, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas, my Allah. Grant us acceptance, my Allah. Make our work easy for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not test us, my Allah. Hum to bahut kamzor hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum zareef hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum miskeen hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, tu qawi hai, tu aziz hai, tu hamid hai, tu ghalib hai, tu qahhar hai. Ya Allah, everything belongs to you, my Allah. Help us to make rujoo to you, my Allah. You become ours, my Allah. Make us yours, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat. Fill our hearts with your love, my Allah. Make us be mad in your love, my Allah. Make us your true lovers, my Allah. And the lovers of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make the sunnahs come into our lives, my Allah. Make us become honest and upright Muslims, my Allah. Do not make us deceive the people, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us cheat and be disloyal to the people, my Allah. Ya Allah, families are fighting, my Allah. Cause peace and muhabbat between them, between husband and wife, between children and parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, help the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jo bimar hai unko shifa ata farma. Tamam marhumin ko jannatul firdaus naseeb farma. Ya Allah, grant the family sabr jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us mawtud kareema, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, on our tongues, my Allah. Make us die with iman. Give us mawt in Madina Sharif. Give us buried in jannatul baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the shafaat, the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of qiyamah, the holy quarter water from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us enter jannatul daud and his Sahab Kitab. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. Protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Help us to prepare for maut. Help us to prepare for the life after maut, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, O brothers, Ya Allah, who have raised their hands here tonight, my Allah. O mothers and sisters and others at home who are listening, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got so many needs and hajat, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove our depression and suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill each person's jais, tamanna and murad, my Allah. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hill al-Mushkilat, Allahumma kashif al-Gham, Mufarrij al-Ham, Mujiba da'wati al-Muttarrina idha da'uk, Rahman al-Dunya wal-Akhirah wa Rahimahuma, Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, Biqadaiha wa Najahiha, Rahmatan tughnina biha an rahmati man siwak. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, make them ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, Muqarrabin Maqbuleen. Ya Allah, Mubarak months are coming, Rajab and Shaban and Ramadan, my Allah. Help us to prepare them for the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, help us to become naked and salih and pious, my Allah. Make us from the muttaqeen, my Allah. Make us from the mu'mineen, my Allah. Make us from those who have contentment, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal sustenance, my Allah. Make us use it in the correct ways, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samii'ul alim wa tub alina ya Mawlana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.